The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Just go to AdamandEve.com and type in glory. That's GLORY at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing, and free shipping.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 437 of Cognitive Dissonance. And I'm thinking of something pithy to say, but Cecil, I'm not coming up with a whole lot.
That's because we recorded it the other day.
We're recording everything in bulk here because I'm getting ready to go to QED.
QED.
So by the time this airs, I will be in QED in just a few days. If you're headed up to QED, I'd love to meet you guys. Come up. I'll buy you a drink. Shake your hand. Kiss your baby. Take your selfie. Would love to meet anyone who's fortunate enough to be able to go with QED. Cecil, we went to QED back in 2016. Yeah. Amazing event.
I think it's one of the best conferences we'd ever been to. I mean, there's been a few that have been really amazing,
right?
But QED stands right up there as one of those amazing, well put on conferences that not only had really interesting people that were talking, except for us, but really interesting people. And a great crowd of people who were just there to have fun and enjoy and just chat and
just
drink.
So well organized.
And the hotel really does, it really lends itself to a lot of great conversations that happen well into the night, into the bar. And so we had a great time when we were there, and I could not recommend that highly enough. So I know that there's probably not any tickets left. But if you are going to QED, I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it.
I'm very much looking forward to meeting everybody there. Oh my fucking God. Of all the things, this is Right Wing Watch. This is Dave. Coach.
Doc Coach.
Not a coach. Daubenmeyer. It is sexual abuse for women to lead men on. You know, like, Dave has come to the point with race and now with his ideas around gender where he's just openly hateful. Like, he's just at this point, just like openly, he's not couching anything. He is just openly, aggressively hateful.
I you know, you're right. And it's when he was dropping the N-word a couple of weeks ago, just trying to say it and then trying to say that that words that also have a very similar root are the exact same word, which was very funny. But you know, now you're right, because he's stopped pretending that he's going to try to be diplomatic in any way.
Yeah, there's no veneer to this anymore. There's no like, let's look at this and arrive at my ultimately hateful conclusion. Now he's just like, okay, we're going to start a hate.
We're going to start a hate, and then we're going to
get back to more.
I don't know
hating.
That we're going to walk any of it back. Actually, we're going to walk it forward if we can,
right?
In a sort of a Nazi march forward,
straight knees, high up.
So here's Dave.
What would be going on in America today if Judge Kavanaugh went before the cameras and said, "Yeah, you know what? That did.
I raped that girl."
Yeah.
What would that go over, guys? I wonder.
No, I pushed a woman into a room, shoved her onto a bed,
and then ground
put my hand over her mouth so she couldn't scream for help, and then tried to remove her clothes until she escaped and ran out of the room.
Like,
you know what would happen?
That's what he admitted to.
But you know what would happen, though?
He becomes Supreme Court Justice.
51 votes.
It happened when I went back then. That did happen. But it didn't happen the way that she said it happened. Let me tell you something. She was in there taking on about any boy that wanted to come in there. And if I remember this right, I wasn't the only guy in there. There were a bunch of them. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm telling you, she was giving it out like candy. Now, that
that's a fucking bizarre, like, that is a bizarre, like, Pornhub fantasy thing,
right?
Like, where there's just like some woman who's like, I'll fuck everyone who comes in the room. Like, yeah. This is not ever happening. This is not like, which is more likely, like a sexual assault, which happens, we know, like alarmingly frequently,
yeah,
or like some bizarro world where some 15-year-old girl is just taking on anyone,
throwing her legs over her shoulders and being like, give it to me.
Nobody does this.
And this is not behavior that's consistent with what we know people do.
Joe, Doug, that would be a, boy, they would scream and holler, wouldn't they? They say, oh my goodness, you're disparaging her character and all that kind of stuff. There is such a double standard that's going on.
There is a double standard. There is absolutely a double standard. We let rich old white guys get away with shit like this all the time.
Yeah.
That's the double standard.
That's the real double standard. Right.
It's funny because I have conversations with women, and women will tell you all the time about the time that they were sexually harassed,
right,
or sexually abused. They will tell you if you ask them about it, right? There's plenty of stories out there. So a woman who goes to my gym that was telling a story the other day about how she was sexually harassed when she was 20 years old. She was sexually harassed by a senior banker at a bank that she was working at. He would come into her booth and try to kiss her. And she would say, get away from me. You know, like, or she would try to laugh it off at first because she didn't know if it was a joke or not. She's trying to de-escalate as much as she can. And then she tells other people at the work, and then she got shunned for it because we have a culture that shuns women when they come forward for this sort of thing. That's the culture that we've built. And the reason why we built it is because dudes have been in power for a long time, and we want to make sure that that shit stays under the rug. That's why that culture even exists. Right. That's the only reason. And so there's plenty of women out there that have these stories that you can just go ask them about, and they're not going to lie to you about it. There's nothing to gain, man. Right. They're not getting anything out of it. What they get out of it is shunned by their coworkers.
Right.
That's not a benefit to them. How is that a benefit to anybody? Right. Or they come forward and they get their fucking life ruined because they're getting constant death threats from people because they really wanted that guy on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
There's no benefit.
Right.
And this idea that somehow women benefit by talking about sexual assault is the most absurd thing ever. It's the most fucking blame the victim bullshit that we do.
Yep.
And we do it all the time. Are there women out there who have lied about sexual assault? Yeah. Are there women who have been sexual assaulted? Yeah. Take a look at those numbers together. Right. Take a look at those numbers into conjunction and see which one is way more likely than the other one. On occasion, the reason why we think that they're the same is because they get equally reported.
Right.
Whenever there's any hint that a woman has lied about sexual assault, it's all over. Look at Reddit. It's all over Reddit. It's immediately the highest upvoted thing on Reddit when a woman lies about sexual assault.
Well, of course it is, because like if that becomes a part of the narrative, then you know it casts doubt on everything else. It allows that power structure to remain in play.
And it's such bullshit because you treat it the same way.
Right.
It's a tiny, 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 tiny infinitesimal. It's the tiniest bit.
Yep.
But somehow we think it's equal.
In America, and it's happened because truthfully, most men in particular, we're scared of women. We're scared of them. We don't want to fight with them. That's what titled my comment.
I don't want to fight with any women.
Wait a minute. I'm not he is right that there is a segment of men that are afraid
absolutely,
of women.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely are. The incels are afraid of women.
Sure.
These fucking misogynists are afraid of women. You know, most hatred is often, not most, but hatred is frequently based in fear, yeah, right? So, yeah, I think like, but using that word that most men are afraid of women, like,
no.
I'm sorry, buddy, project that shit out to somebody, but that's not most. Most men are not afraid of women.
Maybe most people in your audience are.
Right.
Terry, today is we have to learn once again to fight like girls. I used to say, oh, you throw like a girl. Now we got to say, man, we got to fight like the girls because, man, they're vicious. They're vicious. They don't, not all girls. I'm married to one. I got two.
Not all women, guys.
Right.
Not all women.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Hashtag not all women, folks.
Beautiful daughters. But you understand what I'm talking about. That Jezebel feminist spirit, brother. That is one of the most powerful.
What is he teaching his daughters? He has daughters, Tom. What the fuck could he possibly be teaching his daughters?
Nothing good. Nothing empowering, right?
Powerful ones out there. And be honest with you, right now, that spirit is eating men alive.
By the way,
it's talking specifically. I think this is like a reference to like Me Too, right?
Yeah.
I think that's clearly what's happening here, right? This is a reference to Me Too and the sort of culture of the sort of being built where we're beginning to hold people accountable for what they do. Like it's not eating men alive when Harvey Weinstein gets charged with rape. It's not eating men alive when Bill Cosby goes to jail for drugging and raping people. It's not eating men alive when people are simply held accountable for the actions that they perform with themselves, right? Nobody is being eaten alive. Like if you're a bad person and you get called out for your bad actions, you were not eaten alive. You just got caught for being a shithead. And the fucking antidote for that is don't be a shithead.
Yeah.
And it's the easiest antidote for this. Like if you believe this is a cultural poison that is eating men alive, the antidote is simply stop being a shithead.
Wait, I love it. News with Views. Coach Dave Dobmeier has a column there, News with Views. It's time to start fighting like the girls, which was published today. Folks, you got to read this. You got to read this. In fact, we're going to put a link up in the program description box. And Joe, if we can put this up on Hagmann Report, at least the first paragraph, and link it back to News with Views. Brilliant article.
See, the girls want to be equal, don't they, Joe? Doug,
yeah.
They want to be equal. They don't really want to be equal. They want to be equal in employment, and they want to be equal in responsibility, but man, they don't want to be equal sexually. Oh, no. And I know.
What does that mean? I don't know right now. I'm wondering, like,
they don't want to be equal sexually?
I don't understand.
What, they don't want orgasms? Is that what we're talking about? Because I would guarantee Coach has never given a woman an orgasm. So
That's probably why he's afraid of him. It's probably where that is, like, you want to do what now? You want me to?
I think you should go in the bathroom with Mr. Friend again.
Well, that I'm speaking for many males who are watching and listening to the show right now.
Many males watching and listening.
Yeah, there's not many people, period.
All the time that when you were a teenage girl and some girl got you, boy, she just led you on, then all of a sudden pulled the plug. Every guy that has blood flowing through his body had that happen. Isn't that sexual abuse as well? Well,
what are you talking about? What, making out and then somebody saying, I don't want to have sex? That's not sexual abuse at all. That's just creating a boundary where you're having sex, which is exactly what sex is about. It's creating boundaries.
It's doing the things you want to do and not doing the things you don't want to do at the times you want to do them.
Dude, could you imagine?
It's not like men don't do that either. Like, it's never been like, there's not like times where it's like, yeah, you don't want to have sex. Like, yeah, I don't really want to have sex.
When I was a teenager and I was old enough to have a car, I was dating a girl. We drove out to a secluded, it was a place where they had built, they were building a subdivision.
Okay.
So there's streets, but no houses, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we pulled out there, we parked the car, sort of leaned the seat back. We started making out, whatever. And then she got up on top of me and we were going to maybe have sex. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do this here. I was like, it's not going to be comfortable for either of us. And I don't know if we're going to get caught here.
Right.
And she's like, okay, she's fine. She got off of me. We start driving out and a cop pulls up. So I was right. Yeah. I was right. We were going to get caught fucking. We were going to be mid fuck.
Right.
And there was going to be a cop there that walks up to see us mid fucking. And I was not interested in that moment of my life being enshrined in my memory. So I decided not to do it. I turned off sex. I stopped the sex.
Sure.
That was clearly going to be happening. I was the one who put the brakes on that. Did she go home and was like, fuck that?
Well, you sexually abused her.
I didn't sexually abuse anybody.
You just said man.
I mean, like, and then the other thing too is like you put boundaries on sex all the time. Like, could you imagine being with somebody and you're mid fuck and you just haul off and knock them in the face? And that wasn't like discussed beforehand.
Right.
Like, you're just like, you like hit them with a padlock or something. Like, bam. Like, could you imagine that? Like, no, you put boundaries on sex all the time. You have either unspoken or just explicit verbal boundaries that you've put on sex already before you even started. So the idea that somehow this is sexual abuse means that all sex is sexual.
What he's describing is, I was with a girl. I got super fucking horny. She didn't get me off. she abused.
She abused me.
So every time I want to fuck, and I don't get to fuck, then I have been abused because
how
like,
privileged is that?
Like, I have. That is like that's that is
like
literally
that is like
I'm entitled to your pussy.
If in this game of sex back and forth, men and women equal, I don't get it anymore. How only men can be the aggressor, only men can be the offenders. No brothers,
they can't.
No, yeah, like, that's not that's like nobody's saying that. Nobody ever said that. Men can be raped. That's happened before.
Men,
absolutely,
men can be sexually harassed.
Men can be sexually harassed. That's happened before.
Right.
Men can also be sexually harassed by other men. Men can also be sexually abused by other men. That happens too.
Especially if you're Catholic.
Yeah.
You've never looked at the heavens. Everything in the heavens is here, moving as the heavens move. That's how I know it's coming. How else can I make the prediction? 1,000 years ago, there was a great conjunction. Three suns lined up. Another great conjunction coming up. Anything could happen. The whole world might burn up. The great conjunction is the end of the world. Or the beginning.
This starts from when we watch the Paul Begley. Kavanaugh allegations represent the darkest hour in the last 150 years.
What's the math on that?
1868, my friend. Okay, so everybody keep in mind everything that has happened since 1868.
All right. Everything has been amazing since 1868.
Well, no, that doesn't have to be true. It just has to be true that right now the Kavanaugh thing puts everything else.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Right.
No, because the darkest hour, it could have been dark.
Could have been dark.
It could have been dark. But then we had the civil rights movement and it got darker. All right. So here we go.
I must say I am stunned.
Fat.
You know you're fat when your goatee hovers in front of your face like Mr. Peanut. Like, you know you're fat, man. You know you're a big dude.
Okay, Pat, I'd like to buy a neck.
No, he's got one. It's just his face meets up with it perfectly. It looks like a face drawn on a thumb. Like, it's just ever, like it's like a straight up and down.
Remember those Ziploc guys?
Exactly. It's the Ziploc guys. Look at that face.
Do you ever take the head off a Lego and it's just a post?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I must be honest. I am stunned at the level of
cholesterol in your body.
Trans fats in your blood.
He's trying to say he's just breathing hard. I'm very sorry. We're fat shaming this guy. It's okay, guys. I'm as fat as this guy. I can make fun of him. I have a black friend.
Disgrace that our country has come to. I am embarrassed.
Did he just make a note? Is he
he's making notes and he's saying the disgrace that this country has come to. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they're just having a hearing.
It's a big job interview everybody gets to watch.
Right.
That's everybody's just watching.
It's such a weird thing that nothing's happened yet. Yeah. They just had a conversation with the guy a couple times.
Though, but like these guys have the feeling that like that either there should not be allegations, right? Because something, I don't know how that would work. Or that if there were allegations, we shouldn't care. We should blow them off, or we should not try to find out whether or not they're true. Because If you hold any opposing view, then what's happening kind of just has to happen. Either if we're going to have this big open forum, public job interview process, which is the confirmation after nomination, and then if there's allegations of wrongdoing, they have to be investigated and examined to be a part of the process.
Why wouldn't you want that to be part of the process?
Because they don't care about truth. All they care about is the pragmatism of a candidate.
They only care about the consequences of what happens here. They only care about the ends are going to justify the means in this position.
Seriously, like I know I said it before in the last show, but like Kavanaugh could be a wood chipper full of babies. And if they were willing to pay the baby wood chipper price.
Yeah, the toll of the baby.
Right. Then if that wood chipper will also vote the way they want it to vote, they'd be like, we hired a wood chipper full of babies.
Yeah. They wouldn't care if it was like, a learned velociraptor.
Right.
That just came in and just every time, every third time someone came in front of the court, the velociraptor jumped down and mauled that person. They would be like, whatever, yeah, we don't
but
care.
But he voted the way I want him to vote.
He hates Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. He does the thing I want him to do. Yeah. I don't care that he does this evil shit over here.
Because he wants us to grow the babies like a veal in the woman before he eats. That's what he wants.
I am worried. I am heartbroken.
Yeah, you're heartbroken because your heart is literally broken. Like you got a bum ticker because you're carrying, I don't know, 5 bills worth of weight.
At some point, like the doctor's like, okay, you have a punch card for triple bypasses. Like that's not good, Paul.
When they walk in and they're flipping through their chart, they're just like, I don't know how you're alive. You're like a bumblebee that's flying. We're not sure how it happens. I know that's not real, guys. Don't send me email. Oh, don't send me email. It's a joke. It's a joke about a... Okay, I'm going on.
I'm going to send you an email.
I am shocked. I knew...
Yeah, they had to do that to restart your heart.
I am shocked. I am defibrillated by this news.
My whole life, 34 years of preaching the gospel, I never thought, I knew about the mark of the beast. I knew that this ugly, ugly seven-headed monster was going to rise.
Show us a picture. He doesn't, I would thought for sure he was going to show us a picture because he has like a weird thing on his desk maybe. Is that part of the lower third? Or is that on his desk?
I think it's got to be on his desk because it pokes up past the third.
So I don't know, mate. It looks like I thought he was going to grab that as like the thing that had set. And he had like a statue of it, but he just grabbed the Bible. I would love to see Rapture action figures.
Oh my God.
With like, you know, like
the
you have
seven-headed a seven headed
and then like the locust and then the locust with the armor.
Oh yeah.
God, man. Could you imagine how well those would sell to kids?
Oh, it'd be great. We should start a line of Rapture action figures.
Somebody design all those and get them printed and then, send them to us and we'll sell them.
That's a great idea.
Do all the work.
I knew it would hate the church. I knew it would hate the gospel. I knew this thing would hate freedom. I knew it.
Then why are you stunned? Your book describes a world that is going to collapse because monsters show up.
Yeah.
Like your judge might not get the job. Like, and you're like, well, I'm blown away at the evil. Like, what the, just, you think there's going to be bugs with swords flying around?
What's interesting is he's describing all this stuff, and I'm just like, well, what happened in the hearing that would make you think that? Because nothing
happened.
Nothing happened.
He's still going to get confirmed.
I have no idea what the FBI investigation is going to bring. I'm certainly not thinking that it's going to change anybody's mind.
No.
It would hate children. I knew it would hate life.
Yeah, what did they do? They come up and like they bring a child in front of the Kavanaugh hearing and slap the fuck out of him. Like, what did they do?
I think because they're
It's the babies. Yeah. Oh, it's those babies. Thing. Them babies.
Hey, children.
I knew it would hate freedom.
Well, that's the exact opposite, though. The freedom thing. You can't argue the freedom thing in Roe v. Wade because that's the government legislating your body. That's not freedom.
Well, they would say that like, the baby has the freedom to be born.
No, I guess you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there you go.
The baby does have the freedom to be born.
They have the freedom to be free of their mother.
Yeah. So they come out. So then they should just leave whenever they want.
They get out. Yeah.
They could just leave whenever they want. Nobody's stopping.
No one's telling you.
Nobody's stopping you.
Just do what you got.
Just do what you're doing.
Just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Just miscarry yourself. Stop miscarrying yourself. Jesus Christ. That's dark.
I knew it would hate you and me. But I didn't know just how dark it would get.
Why are we doing this in Shatner tones?
I don't know.
Why? Like,
I didn't know how dark it would get.
Do people think that it adds a level of like credibility or gravitas?
Yes.
To say things like this.
Yes.
They're wrong. You always sound like an asshole.
Like a douchebag.
Look, some fucking tips nobody's asked for. When you do the whisper, slow talk, pause every phrase thing, you sound like a twat. When you do the fake cry, lip quiver, poke your fucking tongue into your cheek thing, you seem like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like all of that makes you less credible. It takes gravitas away from whatever you're saying. And it makes you look like a big emotional temper tantrum having crybaby.
Yeah.
That's all that it does. And like, there's like this whole like trend of like dudes that get on and they show that they're emotional. They show that they're upset and anybody can fake it because it's full of shit. You're full of shit. Nobody really sounds like that when they're upset. So nobody believes
it. Yeah. Well,
it makes me crazy.
It's funny because it doesn't, you're right. It's not the same thing. I've seen people be emotional and genuinely emotional.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like that at all.
No.
I wonder if they've ever seen anybody though.
With genuine emotion.
Genuinely emotional.
Or if it's all just like they're so used to this.
They're so used to the cry. Maybe they go to church every week and they're so used to the crying crierson that they...
That's probably part of it, right? If you spend all that time being manipulated, you learn the tools that were used to manipulate you in that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is the darkest hour in the last 150 years.
Wow. It's darker than World War II when 6 million Jews were executed in concentration camps and tortured and labored into the dirt. This is worse than like when we, lynched black people as a matter of routine.
Right.
1865 was when President Lincoln was shot. So, you know, we're talking about this is worse. 1868 is 150 years back. This is worse than the era of Reconstruction and Jim Crow. This is worse than when women couldn't vote and couldn't get jobs. This is worse than like, the last 150 years are full of some pretty dark shit.
Some pretty terrible shit. Yeah.
Some guy from Yale maybe doesn't get his fucking first pick of job.
Yeah, that's pretty not so much. It's funny because you think about like the, all the people that died in World War I, all the people that, developed influenza that died. Right. That's a pretty dark hour. Yeah. All those people are dying from that.
Yeah. The Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty dark. It turns out.
What's going to happen? Will we survive? Only God.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Yeah. We're all going to be fine.
Yeah, that guy's just not going to have, he's not going to, if, which won't happen, but if he doesn't get the job, he just won't have that parking space.
Yeah, let's be very clear. If Kavanaugh doesn't get the job, they will find a clone of Kavanaugh. There's a million of this guy. They'll just find another this guy.
Right.
This guy, like,
yeah, there is a million of that. There is a million of this guy. Absolutely.
Just find one of them. Yeah. And they'll hire the same guy with a fucking different skin around.
And it's exactly it. It's not like they can't, they have to like go to the top of Mount Everest to find one Roe v. Wade guy.
Yeah. It's not like conservative judges only bloom on like, only bloom in like the first light of the morning. Upon K2 or something.
You got to dig a certain depth and then wish over it on a full moon and then you'll get a Kavanaugh.
It's a diet. Like we already got Gorsuch. It's the same guy. They're all the same guy.
Yeah.
Can spare America now. Only God can rescue us.
What is he? Is he the one who's voting on the Supreme Court?
Yeah, or a simple majority of the people in power. Like only God can rescue you. Like literally the people that you want to be in charge are currently in charge.
And they're in charge of all of it. They got it all. They get to make the court 5-4 because Kennedy's retiring, right? So they get to make the court 5, which it already was 5-4.
Yep.
That's the only spot. They got the executive branch. They got the legislative branch.
They had
the judicial branch before this hearing
now
even started. It's been a lock. We're just moving forward. Lock step, if you will.
Yep.
Goose step. I'm sorry. Different step. Different step.
From the clutches of darkness. From the evil that lurks all around.
The shadow knows.
Do you like to fuck? Well, the guys at Cognitive Dissonance want to help you out. It doesn't matter if you fuck yourself, someone else, or lots of someone else's. Their sponsor, AdamandEve.com, has all kinds of things to make fucking more interesting and more fun. Right now at AdamandEve.com, if you type in glory at checkout, you get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing, and free shipping. AdamandEve.com. Treat your genitals to a good time.
So this story comes from the Friendly Atheist blog over at Patheos. Pastor, Christians should skip the weddings of couples that had premarital sex. Otherwise known as, nobody should attend weddings.
I know.
Right? Nobody.
Yeah, never go to a wedding. I mean, how rare of a wedding would you be able to go to?
Can you like, how do you like send back? Is there like a series of RSVP card exchanges that has to take place? Then like, oh, hey, we got invited to the Tim and Sally wedding. What are they fucking? Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. Look at the RSVP card. Does it say if they're fucking?
Yeah, it says it right.
Well,
on
it's
there.
Got a picture. I don't. Is there insertion? Are they just like playing with it a little?
They send along their Pornhub link.
Right? Like, it says they're not fucking, but I mean, we heard those rumors. So you know what? Send them a toaster. Yeah. I don't know. We can't go. Send them a toaster. What the fuck?
You know, before you get married, before you decide to make sure that this is, you know, a legally binding contract. And then also sort of, you know, for most marriages, right, monogamous marriages, I'm not going to say every marriage is like that, 'cause there's plenty of marriages, sure, out there that don't
come
follow
a lot
that
of forms and yeah, varieties.
But for the most part, I would say that a majority of weddings are monogamous weddings where you say, you know, in front of everybody, not just the government, but this is right, us forever. Yeah, right. This is going to be it. Mm-hmm. And you know, you try out a lot of other shit before you actually get married, right? You know, you went shopping together. You maybe have to pay a bill or two together. You know, there's a few other things that you're trying out. I would suggest to everybody, move in with that person. Before you get married, you should be fucking, you should be moving in, you should be doing all the things that you think you're going to be doing forever with that person, right? At least one time, right? At least one time.
One kid.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a family, have one kid
I don't know
together.
About that. About that. Have kill, zero kids.
You know what?
That's better.
Wait for one of your parents to die and see how you weather that storm together too. Just
obviously, Tom, you can't do everything.
Okay. But I'll just throw in some ideas.
But I would say for the most part, the day-to-day shit that you're gonna be doing. Right. The fucking, the shopping, the living together, the maybe taking out of the garbage and doing the dishes. You should probably do a couple of fucking times before you actually get married. Before you say, yeah, this is no takesies, backsies without significant payment.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there will be takesies, yeah, backsies.
Yeah, there's an early leaving penalty. That I'm gonna have
an early withdrawal period.
it's like when you break a lease and you're just like, fuck, I'm gonna have to pay this thing out, aren't I?
You look around like, well, yeah, I ruined the carpet. So. Yeah.
It was already used when I moved in.
This is all stained now.
Oh,
so
good. But there's an interesting part of this though, Tom, that you had pointed out. That it's not just having sex though.
No, like this guy is judgy. He's like, look. I know it says judge not lest ye be judged, but what I'm saying is judge frequently because
judge frequently
they might
and
be
often
fucking. Right.
Enjoy the benefits of judging.
He says, this is from this pastor. He says, if the couple that we're talking about here, whose wedding you're going to attend, has only stopped doing the act of fornication, because yeah, we're fucking, and then you're like, but let's get married. We should stop fucking.
Let's hold off so that on my wedding night, I can come a lot.
You know what? Oh, wait.
I want my balls to shoot up into my body. That's what I want.
Yeah. Hey, we're like this weird, repressed religious couple, but we're fucking, so we should probably put that genie back in the bottle. What?
If you do want to put that genie back in the bottle, you're going to need lube. So go to adamandeve.com. Gloria, checkout. You'll get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing and free shipping. Anyway, Tom, you were saying?
Like, so, okay, and they're telling everybody they've stopped fucking, but nobody's stopping. But anyway, he says, It's only stopped the act of fornication, but has not stopped believing that fornication is right, then they probably aren't in a position where they should be disciplined, because we don't just discipline people for unrepentant acts.
I know, right? I'm just saying that's hot. These people write in a way that is always so innuendo full.
It's so sub-dom shit. Like, they're just like, you want to be disciplined?
You want to be spanked, don't you?
Right? Who didn't do the fucking dishes, you dirty girl? You want to be fucking disciplined? Are you kidding me?
You can be a dirty boy, too.
Yeah, what? I'm not saying.
Don't just be sexist.
This was an example. Okay. It was not representative of every possibility. Because we don't just discipline people for unrepentant actions of sinning, but also for the unrepentant belief that sin is right or permissible. It's not what you do. It's what we think about what you think about what you do.
Yep.
That is some next level inception judgment.
That is some, like, yeah, that is inception judgy right
that
there.
Is
yeah.
Fucking insane. Yeah,
that's like Judge Dredd in the Inception universe. That's what that is.
Who's inviting this guy to your wedding?
I don't know.
Who's like, I got to prove to him that not only am I not fucking, but that I actually think that it's wrong if I were to fuck. You know what? Skip the invite. I don't want your KitchenAid. Yeah,
whatever you do, do not send me a Pier 1 gift certificate. I want to talk though, Tom, because this actually brought up a conversation that I wanted to show you. So a lot of people talk about Dave Rubin, and Dave Rubin is a talk show host on YouTube. And he is a guy who has his own very distinct style, and his distinct style is let the guy talk. I'm really not going to push back on anything. I'm just going to let you talk and give your position. And he really does give his platform over to some people that I think are very questionable.
Sure, right.
I don't have a lot to say about Dave Rubin because I got to be really frank here. I haven't watched a lot of his shows. So
I
don't know.
More than I have. I've watched 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I've watched maybe 12 minutes. So, you know, three times as much as you, but it's still not a whole hell of a lot. But Dave has been, a figure that a lot of people have looked at from, you know, specifically from the atheist side and from the, you know, the political side that we're on. He's representing himself now as a much more libertarian person.
Okay.
One of the things that he does is he interviews a lot of people, like in particular, he's going to be talking to Ben Shapiro here that we're going to listen to. And he's talking about a wedding cake and how Ben Shapiro won't bake him a wedding cake. And I want to talk about, because it really does seem like it reflects what this other guy is talking about with premarital sex. So I just want to play the clip. We're going to talk about it a little bit. We'll pause it as we work our way through it.
Shapiro, will you bake Ruben a wedding cake? Okay, so I mean, my answer.
I like too, by the way, the mics are so good that you get that swallow sound. I want to play that again because he definitely is taking a drink as we work our way in here.
Shapiro, will you bake Ruben a wedding cake? Okay, so I mean, my answer is.
Well, I'm married already.
Right, he's married already.
But an anniversary. It was my anniversary last week. An anniversary cake would have been nice.
Right, so the answer is no. And the reason I won't is because as a religious Jew, I do not participate in activities that I believe are sinful. But again, we live in a free country and Dave knows this. He doesn't have to care what I think about sin. And as long as I'm not bothering Dave, I don't see why it's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on though. Let's break this down just for a second. Cause it's not about what we think. Cause nobody's trying to legislate thought.
Right.
What we're trying to legislate is that people don't get discriminated against. That's the problem with this straw man.
But hold on. Cause it's even smaller than that. Right. We are legislating that people aren't discriminated against only in certain circumstances, meaning only in circumstances of business and government.
Yeah.
You are still allowed to discriminate socially.
Absolutely.
Personally, religiously. Yeah. There are many ways.
And let's go even smaller.
Yeah.
We're only not allowed to discriminate against these. And it's not a law right now, by the way. What we're suggesting is there should be a law that makes it so you can't discriminate against them. In those two situations, governmental and business, only for things that they can't control.
Right.
So you could certainly discriminate against them for a whole host of other things.
For being poor. So, like, for example, businesses discriminate against poor people because their goods cost more than poor people have. Right?
Yeah.
So if I sell Maseratis and somebody comes in with no money and bad credit, I don't have to sell them anything. I can't sell. They can't buy. I can't sell.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Discrimination.
There are many, 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 many ways we discriminate against people all the time. I can say no neo-Nazis in my bar.
Yeah.
I can say that. I can have a bar and say no neo-Nazis. Visible swastika neck tattoos in my bar.
If you come in with a swastika face tattoo,
right?
Chances are I'm not going to serve
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's totally fine. Yeah. That's nobody is suggesting we can't do that. I can kick somebody out of the bar because I don't like what they're saying. There's somebody can be bellied up to my bar. I don't have a bar, but if I had one, somebody could be bellied up in my bar and they could be spouting off on a subject I don't want them to spout off on. As long as they're not talking about, as long as I'm not discriminating on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, handicap, and we're suggesting sexual orientation, they can be removed from that bar.
Yeah. There's plenty of reasons to discriminate against somebody. We're just saying the ones you can't control, the ones you don't have any choice over. Right. You don't wake up in the morning and be like, man, I really like to suck a dick. You are gay. I want to dismiss the straw man of you could think whatever you want, because you can already think whatever you want. Nobody's ever argued that you can't think. There's nobody out there that's like, no, I really want, what I really want you to do is accept gay marriage and watch an hour of gay porn every day for your pen. Nobody's saying that.
Right. Yeah. So it's, does Dave have a husband? Yeah. I mean, okay. And are we friends? Yeah. And are we going to go out to dinner sometime in the near future? Yeah. I mean, but there's a difference between me just being friends with Dave and me actively participating in an event that I feel is religiously sinful. And I think this is how most religious Christians and most religious Jews feel.
I want to stop there for a second too, because what he's saying is your relationship, the thing that, you know, is probably the most important thing in your life, because it's almost guaranteed that Dave spends the most time with his husband. Dave probably talks about things that he doesn't talk with anybody else with that person. He probably has the deepest relationship physically and emotionally with that person. Right. And you're saying that person, that relationship is sinful.
Right.
I would never speak to that person. I would never want to have a conversation with that person.
Like, let's draw this out, because he says, like, are we friends? Yeah. Would I go out to dinner with them? Yeah. Are they sinners? Yeah. I don't understand, unless I just don't understand sin, right? Yeah. So this could be a failure of my own upbringing or imagination, right? But if I believed in sin, if I thought that was real, and I thought it was real in the sense that it had significant moral consequences attached to it. So, like, I'm trying to draw an analog as a secular person. Like, if you were somebody and you said, you know what, I beat up homeless people. It's just something I do.
Yeah.
I beat up homeless people. I beat up a homeless guy yesterday. I beat up a homeless guy every Thursday at 4 p.m. Yeah. It's my homeless beating hour. Yeah. But, you know, we're buddies.
We're friends.
We go out. This morally reprehensible thing that has significant moral consequences, right? That something that I find repellent enough morally that I would be unwilling to engage that process, right? So if you said, would you help me beat up this homeless guy? Would you hold my fucking beer while I beat up this homeless guy? I'd be like, no, you're on. So same shit, right? Yeah. It's the same shit. Yeah. So either you don't really believe that it is a sin, or sin doesn't really matter to you in any morally consequential way, or you can't at the same time be friends with somebody. Like, it's these fucking things don't jive.
They don't mix. And one of the things that he could be saying is, like, one of them is a lesser sin and there's a greater sin. Like speeding and murder are both crimes.
Right.
Right. But you know, clearly there's a difference in the grade of that crime. Yeah, right. Right?
Yes, that is
clearly
a continuum.
Clearly there's a difference. Right. So, you know, maybe not every sin is murder, but according to God, I think every sin is punishable. Right.
Right.
And so if that's the case, you're basically saying, look, you're engaging in something that is wicked. Let's change sin from something that is religious.
Right.
Let's stop saying religious terms, because you can just pull it out of there and say, it's wicked. It's bad. Your relationship is bad, Tom. You're in a bad relation. Let's just use fucking Trump language, right? Let's use the shortest, smallest thing we can.
Mushroom
Trump
words.
Language.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's a bad relationship. If anybody called my relationship bad, I literally would never hang out. Why would I want to hang out with that person?
Why would we be like, well, but we're going to go have dinner because we're friends. The one relationship in your life that you have attached the future of yourself to.
Exactly.
I stand in moral judgment of that. Anyway. Let's get some wontons.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why? It's not even just like, I would still hang out with you. It's like, why would I accept you? Like, I would find that, like, you can't judge me and then have me be like, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hi, you think I'm a shithead, but, you know, I'm a spineless puppy dog, so I just go totally wherever I'm pointed.
Yeah.
I've never understood that shit. It's like, I don't like you. I immediately don't like you back.
Yeah. It's fine. We cannot like each other.
Right. I don't ever want to be in a position where it's like, I really like that person who dislikes me.
Yeah.
What kind of a pussy fucking world is that?
That's a weird, weird position.
Right.
And while that's awkward, we're still friends in spite of it, which is why we're friends. If we couldn't be friends in spite of it, then it would be a bad thing.
Well, look,
No, that's a perfectly rational thing to not be friends with somebody about.
What other basis is there for friendship than mutual respect?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
And I can't understand a world where somebody's like, well, here's the thing. I think you're a bad person, but we're still totes friends. Like, what the? Then I don't respect
you. I don't know why you would want to be friends with that. It doesn't, like, none of this conversation makes any sense.
I can't.
When I did your interview show, which, by the way, I mean, yeah, you jacked the idea of an interview show from me. It's all right.
That's true.
But nobody had done it before me. But what you said that to me, and I truly mean this. Like, if you think what I'm doing is sinful, like, I don't, it sounds glib, but I don't care.
But you should care. Yeah. You should care if you're having a fucking friendship with somebody. Like, I agree that we shouldn't care that, like, somebody finds our relationship problematic. The only time that we should care is if somebody who is also a part of our life finds our, because now you have to make decisions about, like, well, why the fuck do you think that?
Yeah.
Because something has to break here. Either you need to stop thinking that.
Yeah.
Because you're ill-informed or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Or, like, I have got to separate myself from you, Judgy Judgerson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? I can't see a second, because it's the most fundamental thing in your life. Okay, you know, and I understand, right? If he was saying, I think the kind of car you drive is not good.
Right.
Right? That's not part of you, man.
Right.
It's just an accessory to your life. It's not part of you.
Yeah.
A relationship you're in is part of you.
And I guess it's like, it's the same thing of anything that means something to you, right? So, like you're saying, like, if somebody doesn't like my car, like, I drive a Mazda, like, I don't like Mazdas. It'd be like, don't buy a Mazda. Like, but my Mazda is not definitional to who I am. Like, I don't have, like, my vision for my future mapped out against my fucking Mazda, right? But I have the vision for my future mapped out in relationship with this other person. And frankly, like, that same vision for my future is mapped out with a small handful of other people, right? But, like, even if you were to take relationships out of it, if somebody said, like, the job you do, what you wake up every day and go do for work, when you, from 9 to 5 every day, you're doing something immoral. If somebody really believed that, I could not any longer have any interest in a, because, like, it's like, I, then you think that I do immoral things all the time.
You think I'm immoral.
I'm not, why would I tolerate somebody if I don't think that I'm acting immorally? And this is, like, fundamental to, like, how I, we talk about lines, right? I will never tolerate anybody thinking that my behavior is immoral. I might make mistakes and get called out on it. That's different.
That's a different thing.
But, like, a definitional piece of who I am.
How you identify yourself. Yeah.
If somebody's like, you are an immoral person, it's like, no, like, we're done here.
Yeah. The problem with religion is that it is judging. It is a system in which you judge other people.
That's literally it.
It's a system in which you judge other people. And it's crazy too, because it's mostly the people in the small government camp who want to judge as many people as they can, and not just inwardly judge people, but outwardly judge people.
Right.
Right. Make decisions, business decisions. Like, would I bake you a cake? Decisions on this sort of thing.
And this is my view, is you don't have to care, right? It's a free country.
Like, that's the thing. And it's like,
it's a free country. Nobody ever has to care about anything. Nope. There's never been a legislation that says you need to care about this.
I will say, like, I work in real estate, which is a kind of service industry, right? It's a service based industry. Yeah. And, like, there are times when you hate the customer, whoever, if you deal with the people often enough, the public, there are times you're disgusted by people, by their behavior, by who they are, by the way they represent themselves. And it does not change the fact that you still have to work with that person, right? You still, generally speaking, we still work with people. My point being that, like, what I think inside does not necessarily have to correlate into how I behave. I am allowed to think ill of people. Nobody is suggesting, the government is not saying you have to care about this.
Yes.
The government is not coming in and saying you have to approve of this.
Sure.
The government isn't coming in and saying you have to do this with a smile on your face. You can be begrudging and angry and bitter and dislike your customer. That's like every service industry ever. Like, talk to any waiter, waitress, anyone who's ever worked in retail.
Anywhere.
Right?
Yeah. Like, anybody who has to do client services.
Of any kind.
Yeah.
It literally doesn't matter. Nobody's saying you have to fucking like it.
Yeah.
Just that you can't withhold services on this small group of factors.
It's funny. There used to be a sign by a post office I used to live by. And the sign, it was a printed out sign by the government.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, it was clearly, and I don't know if it was by the government. I'm just guessing, right? Because it looked exactly like all the other signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, don't even think of parking here. And I thought to myself, I was like, you can't. I thought of it.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Right.
But I certainly thought of it.
Because there's nothing you can do to stop me from thinking about it. Right.
And that's what this is. This idea that they keep coming back to this straw man. Of course, you cannot care about it. Of course, you don't have to. Yeah, man. Fucking ain't nobody cares.
But, you know, like they're going to get into this like, well, I don't care. And I don't care either sort of thing. And it's like it is the last refuge for the death of conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Where it's just like, well, I don't care. Well, I don't care either. Well, here's my position. Well, here's my position. Okay, well, we're not talking to each other anymore. Like that shit like makes me crazy. And I watch these guys do this stuff all the time. Like there's a whole argumentative subset that has sprung up recently where it's like, rather than explore like what underlies an idea or like where ideas come from or like why you hold an idea, that's the only thing that matters about an idea. Just saying something isn't useful. It doesn't accomplish anything. You can't move the ball forward if everybody just shrugs and says, here's where I'm at, period. Or here's where I'm at, I don't care. Well, I don't care about you. Well, you don't have to care about me. Well, you don't care about me. I don't have to care about you. Why are we talking then? Like literally, what is the value of that exchange? Like why have the exchange at all? Like just sit in a dark room and scream it to the void. The purpose of these conversations, like especially like a Rubin Report style interview thing is like, let's explore these ideas. And if they don't explore the idea, if all they do is state a position, there's just like, you can't do anything with that. And they all do it and they hide from the truth. They hide. They build a straw man and just sit it in front of them. There it is. That's my straw man.
And there are some things that there's no way to explore, right? Like if I say, I like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
There's right. no way to explore that, right? Right? For me, for us to argue about why I like Breaking Bad
is a useless thing,
right. But they treat everything like that.
That's the problem. That's
right?
Kind of what I'm getting.
They treat everything like, well, I like blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Blue's great, right. man. Cool. I don't. Yes. I like orange, right. but cool, man.
Right.
Good for you. And I think that there are times and places for people to say, I like this thing. And there's no other discussion about it because there's not anything useful to find out. You can't dig anything in.
But everything isn't your favorite ice cream flavor.
No.
And they treat everything like a declaration of your favorite fucking ice cream.
It's not. It's not.
That's where they hide, right? That's what I'm saying. Is like that's where they hide when they're pushed.
Yeah.
Like, look, there's, of course, someone's going to go, well, wait a minute. If you really think his marriage is sinful or something, of course, there may be a place that in the nature of our friendship, maybe that we can't quite get to, that I would be able to get to with someone that didn't think
for
that.
Sure.
That is very possible. And
yeah, so you could be friends with those people and you can't be friends with the other people. That's my position, right? Is that I could be friends with people who could get there who don't think my relationship is sinful.
Do you think this is a definitional problem of like
how, what a friend is?
Yes.
I think so.
I think so too.
Right? I think they're acquaintances.
Right.
But to be perfectly frank, man, I wouldn't hang out with anybody who was like, your relationship is sinful. I would not hang out with those people.
No, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't even associate with those people.
But like, I do wonder if like, this is not really just like two people who don't know what a close friendship or relationship is.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't, then maybe you value your spouse less too.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you don't have like
a close relationship with anybody,
right. Then it's like, yeah, why would I care that you don't like my spouse? That's just a person living in my house. Yeah. So like a business partner, I fuck sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways. Right. Like I then look at you and I go, well, why?
Right.
Like,
if you adopt a kid, you don't want me teaching your kid about the nature of family, perhaps. Right. I mean, like,
possibly, but you're probably a pretty good dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like
I would argue that if he's telling all his children to dislike 10% of the population for things they can't control, he's not a very good dad.
Well, I think Dave Rubin is a fucking pussy about this. Right. Cause Shapiro is right. He says that I should probably not be teaching your family about the nature of family.
Right.
Yeah. Because we don't agree. We fundamentally would disagree about the nature of family.
Yeah.
So why would I want somebody who believes that dad and dad are sinning all the time? They shouldn't be together and they shouldn't have kids and their marriage is void. Why would I be like, yeah, but you're probably a good dad. That literally doesn't mean anything.
It'd be
so you throw the ball in the front yard. Who cares?
It's interesting because someone could say your relationship is sinful because you're both divorcees, right?
Right.
Because that is a sin in the Bible.
Right.
Just as bad as homosexuality. Now,
my relationship is sinful for a lot of fun reasons. The divorcee
part.
That's
not even tinsel on the tree. but the idea is like that. Clearly, someone could say that, right?
Yeah.
They could say that.
Yeah.
I would tell that person to go fuck themselves.
Of course.
I'd be like, who the fuck are you to make some weird... To think some 2,000-year-old book, 4,000-year-old book has any say over whether or not I get to love another person.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself and take that book, slather it with lube and shove it as far up your own ass as you can.
Right.
You know, that is nothing, no bearing over my relationship whatsoever. But some people could think that, right? I certainly wouldn't want that person teaching my children that my relationship with my wife, if we happen to both be divorcees and I happen to have a kid, I would not want that person in my house saying, no, that your parents are sinning because they were married before.
Right.
And they're married forever to those people. They're just second married to these other people.
Right.
But why is it that we're able to do this and most people can't do this?
Because you're not talking about anything.
Right.
Because it's real easy to just be like, I like blue. I like orange.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Let's go see a movie together.
Yep. These are people who, like, I get a sense, and I could be wrong, and again, I'm just spitballing, but these are people who I think have relationships based on not a mutual respect and love and empathy and a desire to have a personal connection with another human being, but people who just have, you know, like, surface relationships about what fucking band they like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I like Slayer. I also like Slayer. Like, that's great. All right. Well, you're not a sophomore anymore. So like, what are you doing now? But like so many people seem to have acquaintances.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, well, you're the same rat in the same cage. Yeah, we're best friends now.
You're in the same building together for 8 hours.
Right.
We're best friends.
That's how we know we're friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Do you guys fundamentally share a similar worldview? Like, do you have the same values?
Yep. Yep.
Like, are you willing to be open and vulnerable with each other in ways that actually matter?
Yeah.
No. What I said is the Chargers are playing and I think that baseball team is amazing.
That's what I'm curious about.
We go home at night and we can have our own lives. I mean, that's really, and I think part of friendship, by the way, is that like we go home at night and we just have our own lives.
Who doesn't do that? Who's like, we're friendship all the time. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Cecil, if I came to the studio, I'm going to answer this question honestly, hypothetically. I walked into the studio.
And you're Ben Shapiro, Thursday. I'd kick you out.
And I and you said, hey, man, how was your week? And I said, great. I just took up this new sport where I beat up bums.
Yeah, I beat up homeless guys.
Right.
Yeah. And then, Jesus Christ, man, you're varsity level early.
That's
some level X shit.
I don't want to touch them. They're gross.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, they are gross.
And then, like, we do somehow inexplicably, we still do this show. I don't even know how that would work. And then you go home.
And then I just go home.
And then Sarah says, hey, how was your evening?
The show went great.
I found out that Tom engages in behavior I find morally reprehensible.
Yeah, nothing
and which
like
conflicts
that.
With my values.
Nothing like that. Yeah.
I am no longer hanging out with Tom anymore. Instead of just like, this part of my day is compartmentalized. I have shut the door on the hours of 7 to 11 p.m.
Also, like,
those moments are not real anymore.
What?
The fuck?
We shall not review these moments ever. You know, it's funny too, because like the very fact is like, it's just this giant fucking straw man where it's just like, well, of course we can, because we just go home and we just don't care about each other. Well, then you didn't care about each other when you were together.
I know. You aren't friends having dinner. We were talking before the show. Yeah. Like, if that is your bar, then like you've had dinner with everybody who's been at the same restaurant at the same time.
Yeah. If that's the thing, then the people that I didn't even speak to that were two tables over that got seated right before we did and left right before we did, I had dinner with them too.
Yeah. What is it? Exchanging quips?
Yeah.
Like every time I stand in a checkout line, I exchange some quips and pleasantries with the cash out or checker person. Right. So like, is that person now my friend?
Yeah. Did we have? Like,
right.
Oh, did we have a moment?
Right. When I was at fucking Walmart, Destiny checked me out yesterday. Like, is she now my friend?
Yeah. Are we buds?
She's going to school.
Are we buds?
Right.
No.
That's not a thing that happens.
Yeah.
I'm not married to you, right? Yeah. I mean, like, that's like my wife and I have to agree on these issues. You and I don't have to agree on these issues in order for us to share a common space together. And that's really the important thing.
Do you think your
make.
Wife and you have to agree on these, on all of these issues? Or, you, or just he, the sort of the more foundational ones?
The foundational ones. But I do think that.
And she better fucking agree with me on these issues. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about Ben Shapiro.
It doesn't matter. He'll tell her what to agree with.
You know, how you raise your kids religiously and with regard to things like sexual morality does actually have to be at the root of how you teach your kids.
Yeah.
I want to talk real quick about a story I have for, this is about a cultural Jew I know, right? So like, I know a guy who's a cultural Jew. He's not a religious Jew.
Okay.
And so he still eats kosher. He still follows all the rules that they I don't know. And maybe I'm misusing the terms. I don't know, but he won't eat any dairy and meat together. So like those two things don't come. So you can't eat a cheeseburger. Like you're not allowed to have a cheeseburger. You're not allowed to have like a butter burger where they take like the butter.
Tell me what I can and can't do again.
Well, it's funny. Cause we went to every time I go somewhere with this guy and he's not a friend of mine. He's an acquaintance. He's clearly an acquaintance. Yeah, he's not somebody who I've ever hung out with, you know, outside of this hobby that we do. Right. And so he and another who is actually a close friend of mine, we normally travel together to these hobbies and we come back. And as we're going, we'll have to stop for food. And very often the food choices are very difficult because he can't go to, he doesn't like to go to places where they do this sort of thing because he doesn't think that they're going to do it right. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So he doesn't eat pork either, by the way, right? So like there's all these other problems. And so we go to this, we wind up most of the time going to like a Jimmy John's or something because that's a place that he knows that
his foods.
Exactly. You can get this sort of thing. And I went to the counter and I ordered food and then all three of us ordered food. We sat down and as I was leaving, I was like, oh, they have cookies. And so I turned to my buddy and I said, hey, James, you want a cookie? And he said, sure. And this isn't the cultural Jew. This is a friend of mine. And so the other guy was in the bathroom. I bought James a cookie. I bought myself a cookie. And as we're leaving, we get in the car and he's like, oh, you didn't get me a cookie? And I said, well, I didn't know if there was some weird 4,000-year-old rule that prevented you from eating it. I was just like, because I don't respect your rule, man. Right. Yeah. It's a weird, cultural, crazy rule that you can't eat a fucking cheeseburger because back in the day, they made a weird rule that you can't eat a fucking cheeseburger, right? Right. It's a weird, but I don't respect it. Like, I definitely don't respect it, but we're not friends, right? Yeah. We're not buddies. Like, we're not hanging out like, you know, like, oh, let's go, you know, go do a thing together. Like, I don't have a close personal friendship with him.
Yeah.
So I think his rules are silly. And I'll let him know his rules are weird and silly. Like, that's a weird, crazy rule, right?
And that's so much smaller than who you're married
and
to. It's,
right? But the thing is like, I recognize that might have upset him, right? And I get that. I understand that. But I don't care.
Right.
Because we're not, he's not speaking at my wedding.
Well, part of that too is like, you don't care that you upset him.
Right.
Right. Like part of like having an interaction that's meaningful is wanting to make sure that the person that you're interacting with is not upset by the way you interact with them.
Yes.
And like, if somebody said like, Tom, I disapprove of this thing in your life, which is fundamental to how you plan your future.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, that I find that upsetting.
Yeah.
We are like, I just fucking, how do they do this? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I would make that joke with somebody that I didn't care if they got upset because I don't care enough about them that they could be upset about.
Sure. Yeah. And if somebody, but the other thing too is like, I don't think I could ever be close friends with that person. Right. I genuinely don't think so. I don't think they're a bad person.
Right.
But they have a rule set that they hold on to that they're not even religious about. Yeah. They just do it culturally.
Yeah. And you think it's goofy.
And I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, but that's a fundamental part of their life.
Right.
And I'm allowed to think that it's weird.
Yeah.
I am not allowed, however, to discriminate against that person.
Sure.
Right? I may not be able to accommodate that person in the sense like I'm running a cheeseburger shop.
Right. So
I may not be able to accommodate them, but I certainly shouldn't discriminate against
them. Right.
Yeah.
So if you have deep divisions with your spouse on these issues, I think that, and you're looking to build a family anyway, then I think that these are issues where building on a bad foundation is a bad move.
So so if you wouldn't bake me a cake, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And now because it's 50-50, I can't bake you a cake, which David's an incredible chef.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
No, he's just fucking, he's trying to make a joke.
Now he's trying to be funny, but it's
but
not
he
working.
Forgot that he's not funny.
And he would have done it kosher the whole thing, man.
Well, yeah, now I feel bad.
He would have done it for you.
You got me this close.
Hey, wasn't going to put bacon on it or fucking a burger or anything. So it would have been completely kosher.
putting that aside, you can't have David's kosher cake now. If we were having an anniversary party, would you come? If I was inviting all the crew that we all know, and we were just an anniversary party, we're just having a party, and I'll even throw in some kosher food for you to make sure you don't have to bring your own food.
You know, honestly, I'd have to think about it.
Why? And the thing is like, your answer should be no. That's what your answer should be.
It's the only consistent
answer. That's the only consistent answer with, I wouldn't bake you a cake.
Right. I won't celebrate your marriage, right? Because I believe that your marriage is sinful.
So if it is, then don't.
Then I can't, like, I'm not going to invite everybody to my fucking pay-per-view bum fight show, right? Like, if anybody that, like, for real, to it's be the honest, same though, example.
To be honest, though, they'd be better than most recent UFCs. So I would definitely be down.
I'd have to think about it in the same way.
So that's interesting to me, because that's a different thing.
Well, not really, because again,
it's not a different thing. It's the exact same thing.
It's Dave's only good question right now.
But he's fucking it up, though, because it is the exact same thing, man.
This is how Dave fucks up, right? Like, Dave fucks up because it is a good question, and then the guy's like, well, it's different. And Dave's like, well, it is different. And you use the analogy to draw a point of comparison. You're the one using this rhetorical tool.
It's different in that it's a year later. how it's different. It's different because temporal shift. That's how it's different.
You're a religious person. Yeah. And again, take it from the religious perspective. From the religious perspective, the question is, are you glorifying something that you think is sinful?
Yeah.
So if it's a party for something that you think was originally sinful, can you participate in that? So from a religious point of view, that's an actual serious moral question.
No, it's not. You should say no.
Yeah, it's an easy question.
It's an easy moral question.
It might be a serious question, but it's a seriously easy question.
Fucking easy.
Yeah.
Would I go out to dinner with you? The answer is yes, right? Because that's not actually like, let's sell.
Because I don't like you.
So wait a minute. For real, like, because I don't actually know what it is to like people or build meaningful relationships. But like, what if you like went out to dinner, and I'm actually asking seriously, like, what if you went out to dinner with somebody and
you bum fought him? Oh, please say you bum fought him. Oh, come on. With a padlock? Are you kidding me?
It's a beating, not a fighting. But anyway, like,
bum beatings. Bumbeatings.com did not get as many hits.
Not as popular.
There was a lot of hits, but not a lot of the hits you think.
Did not go viral, but I caught a virus. The blood sprays everywhere.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Like, if you went out to dinner with somebody, like, I'll go to dinner, but I won't go to anniversary dinner. That's his position, right? So I'm at dinner. And then like, but I don't know their anniversary. And then dessert time comes and they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't tell you we're celebrating your anniversary. Are you required to get up and leave?
I think so.
You are.
I think so.
I don't think anybody would do that.
Yeah.
Because it would be the social awkwardness of that means like, well, I have this moral position, but I don't want to ever be inconvenienced by it.
I don't ever want to be confrontational about
it.
Right.
I'd like to be a pussy about how I do.
A passive actor.
And I know that I'm imagining the scenario. So like, don't mistake me. I recognize that I'm imagining a scenario where people, but I also don't think that I'm terribly wrong.
No.
I think most people, if there was like, oh, you know what? We got this cake because it's our anniversary. We didn't tell you. We were out and you were out. It was the only time available, but it's our anniversary. So we're going to buy dessert for everybody. Fuck, now I'm celebrating their anniversary with them. It's weird. I don't like that because I'm a super judgy dipshit. Like, what do you do then?
Yeah.
You got to get up and walk
away.
It's the only thing that these people are allowed to do.
When people complain about Dave Rubin, they talk about how he doesn't push back and all this stuff. And I've never watched any of his other stuff, so I don't know.
Me either.
But I will say this. Like, I think that criticism is very valid in this video. Because, you know, he's not just walking on, you know, some sort of, you know, 30,000 foot view of politics at this point. He's walking on your specific relationship and you're not even pushing back.
Right.
So I think it's genuinely cowardly to sit across from somebody and be like, oh, you don't know. You think I'm a sinful dude? You think I'm, you know, basically a bad person because of the relationship that is the most important in my life? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Hit me again, daddy.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's just, it is such a unbelievably weak position to be in that it's kind of embarrassing to see. It really shouldn't matter to you. I know that they try to brush it off like, well, it doesn't matter to me. Well, if it really didn't matter to you, then you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But you do care. So now you're trying to hold these two.
You want to have your cake and not bake it too.
You want to have your cognitive and not dissonance. That's what you want to do. Because, I mean, seriously, if it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Then it literally doesn't matter.
Then you wouldn't draw lines in the sand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is from Right Wing Watch. This is Liz Ten Fingers.
Eight Fingers.
Croaking. Kavanaugh's final confirmation is the final step before mass arrests and military tribunals. The military tribunals are coming.
They, you know, so many people have been talking about these military tribunals. I have been pressing my military outfit, waiting for my moment. Got it pressed. I can't. Extra starch. I'm an extra starch guy. Love an extra starch.
See, and I don't have one. I stole a Girl Scout sash.
Caliente.
And her cookies.
He doesn't wear anything to the studio except for that, by the way.
It looks good.
The Girl Scout stash, and then he holds the cookies in front of his crotch as he walks
you
in.
You wouldn't believe the I don't know.
He keeps on trying to sell me this brand new cookie called Dick in a Box, guys. I don't know. Have you tried it? You find out. Let me know.
I just have
a
box of soggy biscuits. That's it.
All I have is Thin Mints. All right, so this is Liz.
Wait a minute, where is she recording from?
I think she's a little farther away from her painting this time, Tom.
Is she in her living room?
I think she's always been in her living room, but I think now she's on the sofa relaxing her eight-finger hand.
So back to the confirmation hearings involving Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Lindsey Graham asked specifically about military tribunals.
Okay, now this is a callback to another crazy person. Right. We did cover this. Who was it that said that there was, it was the judge guy. Was that Mark Judge guy? Is that his name, Judge? No, different guy. Matt Judge is a different guy. Mark Judge is a different guy. What was the guy's name, the firefighter prophet?
Mark Taylor said this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he said that everybody keeps going back to this military tribunals question that they asked.
Why would he ask that? Because they know what's coming. The deep state, the globalists, the cabal members, they know they're screwed. They know what crime.
Well, why wouldn't they get out of America? Like if I lived in America and I was a rich,
a great question.
Power broker and I had blah, 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 all question. That. Yeah. And like, I know like, oh guys, it looks like our cabal is going down. I'd be like, cool. Anyway, I'm rich. So that means I can go places. I now live in Belize.
Yeah.
And I would just live in Belize now.
I would just live in the places where I can do my offshore banking, you know, whatever.
Well, that's what I mean. I'll go to a non-extradition country.
And just live there.
And I would just be
just
like,
be
yeah.
there. Now
and
I'm
I would just
here.
Send you hurricanes all day.
And now I'm here. Like, yeah. And I'm gonna do my Kabbalah stuff because it doesn't require me to be here, does it?
I don't know.
Because if it does, your Kabbalah is pretty weak.
Like, is it like if you're doing witchcraft, can it like, does it need a witch passport or something to get in?
If you have to do the stuff and not have somebody else, like that means the mob is more powerful than right? you are.
You know,
because fucking even certain mobsters were able to not do the killing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like, if you don't have a guy for that, then you're just the guy.
You're just the guy. Then.
Right.
Times they've committed. And they also know that John McCain never had cancer.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
John McCain never had cancer.
So in order for that to be
true. Because he had his head replaced.
He had to be faking it.
He's got a woman's head on his shoulders.
Hello. Hello, I'm John McCain. I am a war veteran. POW. Pa-pow. No. No, it's Dan. Okay. All right. I like this because, like, that means he had to be in on his own military tribunal execution.
Absolutely.
Because he had to be lying and faking it.
Yeah.
You're going to get up there and you're going to tell everybody you have cancer. What are you going to do? Kill me if I don't?
Yes.
Well, now we're going to kill you if you do.
He's pretending the whole time.
Yeah.
He's got some guy might have been telling me I have cancer, John.
I got cancer on my brainular region. Hello. I have blink blink cancer. He's like blinking out Morse code. They are torturing us.
As they're asking him questions, he just keeps repeating his social security number over and over.
I feel safe at home. I feel safe at home. I feel safe at home.
Didn't die a natural death or a death from brain cancer. The man was tried and
he died a supernatural death, guys. It wasn't a natural death.
Private military tribunal, and he was killed for treason.
Wait, so the whole time he was playing along, like you said, that it like for years he was saying, it was certainly months of time.
They didn't arrest him. He was free to come and go and walk
and
around.
Vote
and like
in Congress.
So he's like,
do the big thumbsy down part where he came in and did his big thing with his cane where they had said he had brain cancer.
He shows up like in this crazy world. He's like, he shows the military's like, all right, you've been arrested, but you can go anywhere you want.
Do anything.
And do
you
whatever
want.
You want. Just know that we're going to. Yeah. So like at like 4:30, we're really going to need you to come in for your tribunal.
You can still do all your official things. Like,
you're
vote
still
on
a
things,
senator.
Vote on things that matter for the country. Yeah.
And then
you're one of 100 people that get to make decisions for the country, but you're under arrest.
You're under secret arrest.
Secret, double secret arrest. And here's your brain cancer card.
Bad news, yeah. John. You have been found guilty. So we're going to need you to report for your execution.
Yeah.
You got
now? How's now?
You guys, let's look at our calendars. Let's look at our calendars. What's everyone doing Saturday?
Now doesn't work for you, John, because I know you want to vote in the immigration thing. So why don't we wait until after that big vote and you could do the big thumbs down for Trump, but then let's kill you after that. Does that work for
you,
John?
Good.
Does that work? Good.
All right. Okay. We got it all. I'll send you guys an invite.
We had tried to do it years ago when we shot your plane down.
And from what I'm hearing, from what I'm researching, he's saying like a canary and gave up the goods on other people. Now, why did he?
John McCain survived 5 years in a Viet Cong prisoner of war facility.
Yeah.
And they like got him and the military tribunal got him to talk.
Yeah. It was the military tribunal that finally broke him.
Right.
Yeah. He finally sang like a canary.
He was like, no, okay. Yeah. I'm old. I don't want to go through that shit again.
Exactly.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm part of an evil globalist cabal trying to overthrow the government from within. Yeah.
Those Viet Cong can't do anything.
I love, too, that like the deep state, who is supposed to be a bunch of like low level administrative people, like also a senator. Like that's just the state.
Yeah. That's the outward state. That's not the deep state. That's the above state.
Like who's not deep state then? Like
everybody's
like
deep state.
What does that
the
even mean?
The president is deep state then. Oh, he's not that deep. It's a mushroom.
So. He's saying because they agreed to let him die this phony death for his family and for appearances. But I truly believe it'll come out that he never had brain cancer. When he wore the boot, he possibly was wearing, you know, an ankle monitor.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Then anything can be anything at that point.
I love the idea that somebody has been arrested for treason and they're on house arrest for it.
Hey, I know.
And you've given them like, we're going to kill you if you're found guilty. You are a treasonous, you are a traitor to the country. You're under house arrest and we are going to give you a sneaky execution so your family isn't inconvenienced.
And look, you're under house arrest, but you can leave as long as you wear those boots.
Also, like, If any of that's true, that is the most white privileged shit ever, right? Like, black people are like, I drove a car too fast. Like, put him in prison forever.
Actually, and if he gets uppity before you arrest him, you can just shoot him.
Right.
Like, you can just shoot him.
White dudes are like, I'm overthrowing the government. Yeah. House arrest. Yeah. House arrest.
Let's house arrest that guy. And I want to touch on, too, like, the flight risk of an 80-year-old guy. Can we talk about that for a second? Like, the reason why you put an ankle monitor on somebody is because you're afraid of their flight risk, right? Like, John McCain couldn't move fast at the end of his life for anyone.
Right.
He certainly didn't move faster than the cancer.
You could put him in an Indy car and it would slow down because he was in.
Exactly. It would use its blinker properly.
I mean, it was so obvious he didn't have brain cancer. The guy didn't even retire. So he has brain cancer and he's still running around the world and, you know, flying to and from DC, not a care in the world.
On house arrest.
Yeah.
He's like all the same thing. Lady, all the same points right back at you.
What I love is that she's like, do you guys really believe that? Like,
yeah, and it's like, just talk to any doctor ever.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have to be a medical doctor. Yeah. They could have like a doctorate in archaeology and they would be able to look at you like you're fucking crazy right now.
Yeah. Because immediately when you're struck with the brain cancers, you immediately go rigid into torpor and then they just stick you in a closet and wait for you to die. Just like, grandma got the brain cancer, no longer can talk to her. She can't interact with anybody. And she's stuck in a fucking nightmarish life where she has to live frozen in carbonite forever.
Super healthy and normal. Give me a break. He did not have brain cancer, people. He did not have brain cancer. So the members of the cabal, they know the truth. They're still lying to the sheep.
Well, of
they're
course they would know the truth. They're in the cabal.
I hope there's not more than 10 members of the cabal because she couldn't count that.
They're lying to you. They're still using the MSM to lie, but they know what's going on. They understand what's going on. They know that President Trump is taking them down. They know what he meant when he said, this is the calm before the storm. They know what happened to John McCain. So they're...
Well, it wasn't calm for John McCain if he got fucking military tribunaled to death.
Well, it was calm right before because they're like, hey, you're going to get killed, yeah, but not till yeah, you're totally you have fine. Time and it's yeah, convenient
like,
for all
like
of
you're
us.
Like a, you're like a grass-fed veal. It'd be awesome if we did give all of our veal ankle bracelets, though.
Oh, so yeah, I like that idea.
That way they can let them frolic for a little yeah. while. Give them the sense that they feel
dance
like
dance around yeah. in the sunlight.
And then you just give them aggressive brain cancer right at the end.
They're freaking out. And their biggest concern right now is what's going to go down when the mass arrests happen. And, you know, are they going to be tried in civilian
courts? Well, of course, that would be their biggest concern if any of that were true. If somebody's like, Tom, you're going to get arrested for the various crimes that you've committed, I'd be like, yeah. That is on my fucking list of things to be worried about. It wouldn't be like, hey, I got to do the dishes when I get home and I'm feeling a little tired. It would be like, yeah, I might get fucking military tribunal with a brain cancer gun or however this works.
Can I just ask though? I mean, like, it seems like the military tribunals are not terribly efficient because John McCain got it, but all the rest of them have plenty of time to sort of freak out about it. Like, I mean, like, what are you hand making each modern, like each one of these tribunals are hand
tribunals,
handmade and like, oh, we've only used the finest goods in our tribunals for you, sir. Yeah. It's most ridiculous. Like, it's like, if there's a bunch of them, you just put them all up there and be like, you're all tribunals. By the way, you're already guilty. So we're not even really going to do much except for just murder you. So, tribunal.
Why would it need to be secret?
It doesn't need to be secret.
Why would it need to be secret?
Doesn't need
at all?
To be bespoke.
Right.
Like, there's all these things, Tom.
It doesn't need to be respectful of his family.
It just doesn't. Look, Liz, I just feel like this isn't adding up. That's all I'm saying.
Count them on your fingers.
Speaking of adding up, one, a two.
The military courts, and they want to be tried in the civilian courts because the courts aren't completely cleaned up. And, you know, the only last hope they're going to have when these people are arrested is to get off on some kind of crazy technicality. And so that's why they want.
Well, if they're just secret arresting him anyway, there's no technicality to get off on. Like, it's just they already secretly arrested a guy who and they gave him a cover story of brain cancer,
which, again, I don't understand this at all.
Like, there's no reason. There's no technicality to get off on when you're scooped up by the military and executed. There's no technicality. They could be like, fuck, we're totally going to execute the fuck out of you. But there's this technical thing in the rule book that just is disallowing that.
Right. Yeah. We're going to kill you secretly. Well, no, can we? Mm. What are the rules about secret killing?
Page 7 say?
Sir, when you're secret killing, you don't have any rules.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, we aren't civilized.
Page 7A says, no, we can't do that.
Want to be tried in civilian courts, but Judge Kavanaugh said, no, it'll be military tribunals. So that scares the.
But they already had one. So it goes back again to what that fucking Mark Taylor said. Like if you've already had a military tribunal, having Judge Kavanaugh or not having Judge Kavanaugh is literally useless. Like there's no reason to have Judge Kavanaugh or any other judge on the Supreme Court because you've bypassed the entire court system.
The crap out of them because the military doesn't mess around and the military is not going to be sloppy and the military isn't going to let any of these scumbags who were involved in raping children and trafficking children get off on a freaking technicality. They're screwed.
What technicality can you get off when you're raping children? Oh, Catholic Church. Okay, I answered my own question.
They know it. And the bottom line with Judge Kavanaugh is once he is confirmed, it's over. He is the final nail in the coffin that needs to happen to lead us into the mass arrests and then the military tribunals.
I can't wait for this not to happen.
But it already happened, though.
But the mass arrests and the multiple... Yeah. Like, I can't wait for
the
that
mass
not
arrests,
to happen.
But the military tribunals are already secretly happening.
Yeah, but like, do you think that they're going to blame every death?
I think anybody who dies that is an enemy of Trump, they absolutely will say that person was murdered. They're it's in their best interest
executed,
to say
murdered,
that they
right?
yeah, yeah to say yeah, that yeah. they were executed.
Yeah.
Executed rightly, not like how Bill Clinton killed Vince Foster. That's a different, it's a very different, he did that, he didn't use a tribunal. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. There's not going to be any email this week because we recorded this, most of this episode, you know, a long time ago, a couple weeks ago, a week ago. So we will not have any email for this week or patrons for this week. But we are going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.